You're listening to the WILS Weekend Kickoff on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Oakland University head basketball coach Greg Campy will be with us in about 15 minutes. Welcome back. Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS, streaming live at 1320WILS.com. Become a fan of the show on Facebook at 1320 WILS Weekend Kickoff. You can also follow us on Twitter at WILS Weekend Kick. Dave Benton here with my co-host and producer, Scott Eckersley. We're talking Final Four, and Scott, I got to be honest with you, dude. I look at these games, I look at these matchups, and UConn-Kentucky is fascinating, but I just overall, I look at this entire weekend, I'm just kind of bored by it. You know, and you talked about it a little bit last week, how like great upsets are great early on, but they suck as you move along. And I'm looking at that VCU Butler matchup and I just look at it and I want to care. I want to care who wins. I really do. But I don't. I just don't care.
I can only handle one underdog feel good story in my Final Four. And really, it was last year, Butler. And now was already this year, Butler. Then VCU decided to knock off Kansas. And now they're playing each other. And yeah, I just can't. I'm excited to see one of them win.
I'm not.
I am for their own story. But for me as a fan, and there's been talk all week, oh, does the tournament work, this and that, do you want to see all onesies? I would still love to see Ohio State play Kansas.
Oh, well, definitely, definitely. You know, I would be less bored if it was UConn versus VCU and Kentucky versus Butler. Less bored, because at least then I know I'm going to get a UConn-Kentucky final. Because right now,
you would think at least.
Because right now I'm looking at it and I just go, you know what? It doesn't matter what happens in that first game, because whoever wins the other Final Four game between Kentucky and UConn is probably going to get their stuff together and end up taking care of business in the final.
Well, the strange thing is, like, going into that Elite Eight game, Kansas VCU, I was like, yeah, you know, I'm pretty basketballed out. I've watched a lot of the tournament already. You know, that game, I'll just check in on the score to see how much Kansas is up by. And I had it on in the beginning. And then VCU pulled out the lead. And I did watch that whole game just to see when Kansas would make their comeback. And it didn't happen. And, I mean, that's been the story for VCU this whole tournament. But, Dave, I want to get your thoughts on, do you think the tournament will expand now from 68
God,
teams?
God, I hope not.
And then with that, what will happen to this if it does?
Oh, my God, I hope not. If it extends to 96 teams, I'm going to stop watching. I'm going to tune in when we're to the round of 32. Okay, because the bottom line is, at that point, you're going to be getting teams that are darn near 500 in the tournament, if not below 500, okay? I don't think people realize that there are years where you're either going to have a ton of mid-majors or you're going to have below 500 top six conference basketball teams, because there just isn't enough slots to go around with 96. And furthermore, if they do that, I no longer care about the regular season, because a team like Michigan State, who shouldn't have even made the tournament this year, would have easily been in the tournament next year with all the losses that they had this year, with all the bad losses and everything. And that would be almost every... Dude, if you think about it, Northwestern would have a very good shot at getting in the tournament, if not automatically be in the tournament. Okay, because you got to basically say all the teams that are in the NIT are now in the NCAA tournament. So goodbye, bubble watch, because frankly, I don't care who gets in between Wisconsin, Green Bay, and Missouri State. It doesn't really matter to me. So I don't care about the bubble watch, and now I don't care about the regular season, because it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what happens in the regular season at that point.
The other thing I think will happen if it does expand, is this the first tournament that there hasn't been a one or two seed in the Final Four?
No,
first in a while.
It's the first in a while. I'm sure it's happened before. I'd have to go back and look, but I'm sure it's happened
before.
But
you can expect that to keep happening.
Yes.
Because it's going to be so tough for the favorites to actually make it all the way through. Because then, not only would they have to win the six games to win it, you throw in just a few more, and, I mean, you have teams like the VCUs, like Butler, who will be lower seeds, and anybody can make a run at any given day.
And I'll tell you this much. If they change it to 96 teams and you have to do an extra weekend of playoffs, I don't ever want to hear, a Big Ten official, an SEC official, or anybody else like that claim that we can't do a football playoff because of the travel commitments and things of that nature. I don't ever want to hear that argument ever again, because if you can do a 96-team tournament and take darn near 3 weeks to 4 weeks off for college basketball, well, guess what? You can do it for football. And so I don't ever want to hear that argument again if they decide to go to this 96-team tournament. If they do it, they're going to lose a ton of their fan base, myself included, because it's such an awful idea. I mean, you can say what you want about VCU getting in and being vindicated. VCU did not deserve to be in this tournament, okay? If we're talking 64 teams or 65 teams, VCU is not in this tournament. Even if we're talking 68, they did not deserve to be in this tournament. An Alabama or somebody or a Virginia Tech deserved to be in this tournament over VCU. This is a team that lost, what, 7 games in their awful conference? And then on top of it, has no big wins on the entire year until they got into the NCAA tournament. So regardless of what they did, once they got to the NCAA tournament, they did not deserve to get into the NCAA tournament to start with. And so, I just don't think it's a legitimate argument because of that to say that we should move to 96 teams. At no point do I think they should ever move to 96 teams. In fact, I wouldn't be in favor of them moving back to 65, even back to 32, I wouldn't even argue with. If they at some points decided, you know what, It's too watered down. Let's go back to 32. I'd be cool with that. I really would.
I love that the first round games, though, with having 64, when you can have two days
and
32. I love that.
So maybe you change it to 54 or something like that, whatever the case may be. The best thing that college basketball has going for it is the bubble watch. And you're slowly taking that away. And when you do that, you're going to lose all TV ratings for the entire rest of the season. Conference championships won't matter anymore. Conference tournaments, other than the small conferences, won't work anymore. Because you know what? You're going to start getting in 3 or 4 teams from like the MAC if you start talking about bringing 96 teams in, because there just aren't enough slots to fill it. You're talking 30 extra teams. 22 extra teams, right? My math right there? Yeah, 22 extra teams. That's a lot of teams. Wait, what did we say? 96, right?
28 extra
Good
teams.
Good God. Dude. I was thinking 90. I was thinking 90. I don't know why I was thinking that. But yeah, I just, if they expand to 96, they'll lose me. I won't pay attention to college basketball. I'll pay attention to the Final Four. I'll pay attention to the Elite Eight and all that, but they will lose me for the first 2 or 3 rounds of college basketball.
There's absolutely no reason to watch in December when there's the tough non-conference schedule. It doesn't matter there because
you don't have
counts.
To make a tough conference schedule anymore, right? If that happens. Think about that, okay? All these teams that are getting punished because they weren't playing anybody outside of conference can just build up wins and get in that way. All the Virginia Techs and the Colorados of the world are going to have no problem because they don't have to play anybody tough out of conference. All they need to have is that 22 or 23 in the win column, and that's going to be good enough to get in. So all those out-of-conference games aren't going to happen because teams are going to go, why would I want to play that game and risk losing an extra game when I could easily get in by not playing any of these teams? So, yes, you would have teams that will play each other tough. I imagine Tom Izzo would continue to do it. I imagine there are other coaches that would continue to do it. But overall, going to 96 is an awful, awful idea, Scott. Just terrible. Let me ask you something. I made my statement. I think that VCU didn't even deserve to get in to this tournament. Now that they've done well in this tournament, do you think that they were deserving to get in?
Nope. I agree with you. It's great what they've done. It's a good run.
It's a good
they've
story.
Gone on.
It's a good story.
But they did not deserve. They didn't do enough in the regular season to deserve a spot in the tournament. And no, I can't validate the selection in saying, "Oh yeah, we picked them because teams don't want to face them." Yeah, you might have been right on that teams don't and they have struggled with it, but that's not a reason to put them in because you think they can go on a run like this. Yes, it's great what they are doing. But it doesn't validate it by any means. It doesn't mean also that Butler should have been seeded higher than an 8.
Bottom line, if you go 12-6 in the Colonial Conference, you do not deserve to get into the NCAA tournament on an automatic bid. Okay. Butler wouldn't have gotten in if they hadn't won their conference tournament, I feel like. You know what? Maybe they would have if VCU got in. But would Butler have deserved to have gotten in had they not won their conference tournament? I'm not sure that they would have deserved to get in. That's just my thought.
What are your predictions, since we're going to have Coach coming up next, before we get out of this one? What are your predictions?
My predictions are that I won't care by Monday. That's my prediction. But if I had to predict the games, I think Kemba Walker will be too much for Kentucky. I think Kentucky's made a great run at this, but I think their youth is going to catch up with them. Brandon Knight has not had a great tournament. So I think that Harrison will be less effective against UConn than he has been the rest of the year because of the bigs that they have inside. I think UConn wins that game. And then, you know, I like Virginia Commonwealth to beat Butler, to be completely honest. As much as I'm saying they don't get into the tournament, I like that athletic game. I do think Mac will be able to handle the pressure a little bit better than Kansas did and things of that nature. But I think, like I said last week, if you get Matt Howard into foul trouble, you will win against Butler. And I think that will be a focus of VCU, is to drive inside and try and get Howard into foul trouble and then take advantage after that. Now, as far as Monday goes, I think UConn ends up winning it with relative ease against VCU, but those are my picks.
Yeah, I'm with you on UConn over Kentucky, but I'm going to take Butler over VCU. I think they're willing to play ugly. And there's been other teams that VCU has gone up against that get frustrated when they can't play their own style. I think Butler is more willing to change and adjust. And so I like them. Matt Howard, I mean, he gets the job done. There's no question about it. And I just can't take them all the way through.
No.
I'd have to take Kemba Walker on the magic run from all the way through all the games of the Big East and through this tournament.
If you're Jim Calhoun, if you win the national championship, would you retire?
Yes, I would.
Especially with the NCAA allegations, that might be a good idea. When we come back, we'll have Oakland basketball head coach Greg Campy on the show. It's Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS.